We got two guests today, one by the name of Maya J, Charles Wilson, and amazing new videos. Tune into the beat.
You are now tuned into Black Hollywood Live. The beat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is the video she wanted me to do.
I'm too busy running up a check. I ain't trying to hear what you're saying, no. My love speak a different language. Guess you never ever understand it. Boy, I promise I ain't budging. If I didn't make it clear, you messed up and that's it from here. Never going back, take your heart, throw it in trash. I'ma turn your love into some stacks, cause cash rules everything around me.
Dollar, dollar bill, yeah, yeah. Dollar, dollar bill, yeah, yeah, yeah. Getting to the money.
Oh, yeah.
We be getting money on this side. Dollar, dollar bill, yeah, yeah.
Hey. Lyrica Anderson featuring Ty Dolla $ign, Dollar Bill.
It's a vibe, though.
It's a vibe. Yo, it was crazy. She called me to do her hair for this music video, but I was booked. She was like, let him go. She said, cancel them. I was like, I can't. I'm committed to them. That's my girl. Of course, y'all already know. Welcome to the Beat TV, everybody.
What's up?
As you can see, our boy Jesse J isn't here today, which is all good. You know, we hold each other down. He got to get coin. I got to get coin. We hold each other down. And of course, you know, we can't do nothing without our loyal soldier right here. Mr. Carter.
You already know, though.
And today we have two guests, one by the name of Maya J.
Hey.
And also we have Charles Wilson.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm all right.
You know what I mean? So we're going to get into some. So what we're going to do is watch some videos and talk about you guys being independent artists and how you guys feel about what's going on. But in the meantime, welcome to the beat. You feel me?
Thank you.
I'm queen.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
You are a queen.
Ooh, don't. You are a queen. Flattery would get you nowhere with me.
I can tell that.
No, I'm kidding. It's all good. And I'm happy that you guys are here. Let's have some fun, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to go into a video. We're going to go into Queen Herbie, Love Myself. Let's check that out.
I love you more than I love myself, boy. And my love for you caught it from the jump.
Hold up, easy on the syrup. We've been going a while. Is it time to cut the butter on a couple items? Cause I know you're gonna slip on me a couple of times. You should think about it. Spark, will you burn from another lover? I don't wanna waste time, but my flame's hot. Don't wanna put the lifesaver down to the safe to drown. Everything you're saying got me out here looking for a meaning. And I know it might be early, but I'm catching all the feelings. I forget that we are only human beings. You've been giving me extraterrestrial readings. I love you, I mean it if you do. Tell me we're sipping the same brew. Hooked on the Kool-Aid, I'm thirsty for good news.
I love you more than I love myself, boy. And I love myself way too fucking much. Don't you play with me. I love you more than I love myself, boy. And my love for you caught it from the jump. I love you more than I love myself, boy. And
Queen Herbie, Love Myself. Yo, honestly, like Jesse put me on to this girl. She's a dope ass lyricist. What do you feel about that? Did you hear how she flows?
Yeah. First of all, the lyrics are goals because if you love yourself that much, I mean.
But she said, I love you more than I love myself.
So yeah, so she must love him a lot.
Even though he might be ain't shit.
Right. Isn't that usually the case?
Yeah, that's the case.
She's giving me Lord vibes.
She's not giving me Lord. She's
really?
Giving me like 90s.
Like
she on a whole nother level than Lord.
She is.
Don't get me wrong, I fucks with Lord, but she's
she
on
seems a little weird
level,
in
though.
That kind of way. Like, I like it.
Oh, the melancholy type feel.
Yeah.
Lyrically,
she spits.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
She's lyrically, she's super dope. She's unique. You would never expect for her to sound to rap the way that she raps. Mm-hmm. Her flow is sick.
Yeah, she came in so smooth with that.
Yeah, and I definitely will be checking for Queen Herbie. Queen Herbie definitely can have next.
Yeah.
We just need, she's dope. Yeah. She's dope. We need that type of lyricist shit. This is the shit that Iggy Azalea should have been on.
Yeah.
Just with her own accent.
But you knew it wasn't
going to
happen.
That wasn't going to happen because obviously she write her own shit. Yeah. Yo, look up Queen Herbie. She's super dope. You know what I'm saying? If you want to find out more about her. But, yo, I'm rooting for Queen Herbie. The next video that we're going to go into is Quinn, Sticky Situation featuring SYD. I don't know how to say that, so I'm going to say SYD.
Sid.
Yeah. S-I-D then, niggas.
Sick of arguing it all the life. Tell you the truth, you got me thinking twice. Thought I got it right. I ain't really tripping, babe. You weren't the one I wanted anyway. I only pursued you for the booty, babe. Now you glued to me. Stuck up in a sticky situation.
I was about to say, wow. Steve! Okay, that's Quinn, Sticky Situation featuring Sid. I think it's very clean. I think it looked good. Yo, that desert is, if I think they look like they're from here. That desert is like 2 hours away.
It is?
Yeah, you can drive to that place.
Wow. It's beautiful.
It's super dope. You could definitely gorilla style out there.
Mm-hmm. It looks more sandy than rocky, though.
Yeah, they have sand. It's rolling sands because you can go dune buggy and stuff like that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, totally.
So it's definitely rolling sands out here. So Maya J, what's good? Because you a talkative one. What's going on?
Talk to us,
Yeah. You've been talking since you got here.
I have? I thought I've been quiet. Like, I don't... It's a quiet day for me.
Where are you originally from?
I'm from LA, baby. Okay. I was born here. I'm straight out of Cedars. So, Sinai, which is a hospital.
Yeah, okay. I'm like, Cedars? Bitch, grown out of trees? Like, what's the... Okay.
But I moved to Florida when I was 8. And okay. I stayed there until end of high school. And then I moved back here.
Okay. Yeah. So you have a single called Come Find Me?
I do.
Okay, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, Come Find Me. I wrote the song last year, actually, based on what I was feeling at the time. And it took me 9 months, I think, to get it done because I was so picky about how I wanted this to sound. I was so dead set on having my true artistry come out because I am indie and there's no label that says, hey, you're going to sound like this, you're going to do this. I do it myself. Mm-hmm. So if it's me, if I fail, I fail by myself. Mm-hmm. So I had to make sure that this was what I wanted and it took that long and now it's out, and it's crazy that it's my song and lyrics, so if you hate it, it's my fault. But if you love it, it's also my fault.
What inspired you? Come Find Me. Like, what inspired you to write that and have that title?
You know what? I'm a very, very vibey person, so for me, it's all about cosmic feelings, cosmic love, and when I feel something, I pretty much write it down. Like if I see something, someone on the street that pretty much I described to God when I was 5 about mm-hmm. who I wanted to marry or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, and I see that person in real life, like when I'm 20, that means that I'm going to write a song about that and Ooh. Say, you know, come find me. Come find me, yo.
That's real. That's real.
Okay. What is your favorite songs right now? What your favorite artist?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So my favorite song right now, Don't judge me.
Demi Lovato?
No, baby.
I'm sorry.
I like that song, but really, my favorite right now, I'm addicted to Fetish, like, by Selena Gomez. Like, you my fetish,
you know,
and I'm so ready.
I'm trying to hate on her. I'm here for Selena, too, though.
You know what? Selena Gomez, right is she's I'm cool, you know? Yeah. I dig Selena Gomez. Yeah, I've been there since 2007, when Wizards was on. Come on. Wizards of Waverly Place.
Queen, why are you making that face?
And you're watching.
Disney kids, don't hate Disney kids. Y'all know what we talking about.
Yes.
Which is a Waverly Place.
Okay, right. Queen, don't make that face. Right. Oh, I see you over there.
So is she your favorite artist?
No.
Give me three of your favorite artists right now.
Okay, well, see,
they don't
right
have to
now,
be millennials either.
They're not. You know what? I have to be honest. I really, as a 90s baby and growing up, the first music that I listened to was Britney Spears. And that's who I first saw dancing and singing, and that's when I said, oh my gosh, I think I want to do that. And I was a little girl. So Britney Spears is definitely at the top of my list. Hey, Britney. Hey, Janet. And I really, I mean, I love Sia and Skylar Grey right now.
Yeah,
those are really people that they have the same kind of sound that I go for sometimes. They are weird like me. They're different. They're indie, but also very pop. And I love the sound. Those are really at the top of my list. I grew up listening to Sade. My parents listened to her. So, I mean, very smooth things.
Okay, well, we don't have a visual for Confining.
No, you don't. Yeah.
But what we're going to do is let's play the song and let's see what she's about, because she, you know, she popping mad shit. Let's see what she about. Maya's song, Come Find Me. And you could feel free to perform it a little bit if you want to.
I'll let the, you hear the record first.
Okay.
Stay away from me. Come find me. Come find me. Oh, come find me. Oh, come find me. Come find me. Come find me. Oh, oh, oh.
Okay, that's Maya J. Come Find Me. That sound good. You know who you reminded me of a little bit?
Yeah.
She, right now, I have her in rotation. Sabrina Cludio. You ever heard of her?
No, I
haven't. Who sing Unravel Me?
No, I haven't heard. I need to hear who's...
Yo, Steve, can you, and when you get a chance, pull up Come Find Me by Unravel Me by Sabrina Cludio. You know, it's the best love-making song ever.
Oh, you think that's a love-making song?
No, I think you have a similar voice. No, I'm not humping to this, girl. You trying to get knocked out. No, I want to, this is real, yes. Let me let you hear
her. Oh, I seen the video.
Yes, play that real quick. Play her. This is my bitch right here.
She's amazing.
Play her. Turn that up. I did it to this. I did it slow as fuck to this. Listen to her.
There's a reason why, though. It's amazing. It's beautiful.
Yeah, make it big, man.
It's a beautiful
video. You remind me of her voice.
Oh, she's so cool.
Yeah, she's dope.
Yeah. She's totally bohemian, like my style.
It's something about the season that we're in.
She's so dope.
She's a beautiful dude. She's amazing. Yeah, she is.
I know. Look at her clothes. First of all, the fashion is on point.
It's making me think that we're not supposed to do this. No.
Okay, okay. Turn it off, because,
Her voice is nice.
This is taking me back somewhere I don't need to be going right now.
Oh, my God.
She did some things. Hey, she did some... Yes. Now, no, I wasn't high. Yeah. I wasn't high, Steve. That song sound good, Maya. I think it's really cool. When should we expect the visual?
This fall, either October or November. It depends on a couple other projects that I'm doing. But
okay, you don't want to wait too long.
Yeah,
you
want to
definitely get a visual out
don't.
As soon as possible.
No, I don't want to.
And send that our way, please.
And what do you visual. And what do you have going on next? Like, what's your next thing you got?
Well, I just recorded a song for the Freeform Network, which is nice. So exciting because I feel like for years all my favorite shows have been on Freeform, you know, Fosters and Bold Type now, but that I just finished in one day and knocked it out with Blair Taylor because he's amazing. And otherwise, I've got a little couple pilot things I'm working on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're an artist in motion.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do one more thing because you're on here with Queen, who don't give a fuck about what anybody feel.
God, what?
Listen. I need a song, a verse, or something. Sing something for me. Sing something for the people. So we know you all about your... Don't be over there jittering, Charles.
You know what? This one.
You know I'm next.
He has a chance to prepare for this.
He didn't have a chance to prepare.
Like 5 minutes.
No one is ever prepared when they come in here. No one has a chance to prepare because I always throw it at them.
I see you.
Don't be scared and fidgety. Give it to me. Okay. Give us something.
All right, I will.
Hello, it's me.
I just.
Or sing one of your songs.
My songs.
Yeah. Okay. Why are you acting nervous? They're going to be underneath that YouTube like, that bitch can't sing.
They're going to drag you.
No. It's like the moment when you do sing, they drag you.
No, they don't. You know? No, they don't. They appreciate your courage. They know that studio singing is studio singing, but some people want to do...
Yeah.
Sing something from what we just saw.
Okay.
From Come Find Me.
Come find me, come find me, come find me, oh, come find me, come find me, come find me, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Thank you.
You're
now,
welcome.
Was that hard?
No.
Okay, that wasn't bad and it wasn't that hard.
Queen put me on the spot, and I lived through it.
You survived. Okay, we're going to go to another song by Lai Kelly, 47. The song is called Second Fiddle. Let's check it out.
On fire right now, yo.
Myself, that I'm myself, had to pin myself and count my wealth, then count my blessings, then make them count, then count my blessings, then make them count.
You gotta string me along, you got another thing coming. Whoa,
oh, she's from Brooklyn.
I second fiddle for
that's
Nathan.
Brooklyn Bronx, I mean, something. She from New York, definitely.
Tell me how I'm supposed to be patient. Gotta get it how you get it, no waiting. Time waits for no one, fuck your excuses. Jesus or Judas, which one are you with?
I had to get up, get on my grind, and go get my book. I'll be right back.
I'll be right back.
I'll be right back.
I'll be right back.
Thinking now. Oh, oh, oh. Thinking now. Oh, oh, oh. Sometimes I wake up.
My dreams give me wings. I reached the stars last night. My imagination is now real. No more stressing, just success and switching new addresses. Asian provocateur and Donna Karen dresses. You're losing ground, throwing dirt. Even when I ain't have shit, I always knew my worth. And I still kept God first. Played the back of the church, ski mask under my hijab. As I prayed to Jesus for a few early releases. And
I had to get
Lee Kelly, 47, second Philly. Yo, she's dope. Yo, you know what? You know what I'm feeling? I realize that people understand in order for some people to have their music heard more than what they look like. Mm-hmm. Like my client, for instance, her, like they don't show their face. Yeah. Like she's her face is hidden. Yeah. I fucks with that because you just have to listen to her.
You have no choice.
You have no other choice but to listen to her. You're not judging her for what she looked like. Yeah. You judging her for her lyrics. She's dope.
That's the Sia thing too.
Yeah.
She's
dope. She's a lyricist.
Yeah, she don't play no games.
Yo, how you feel about the new? How you feel about the new era where the women are spinning? Shutting it down.
It's good for music though. It's supposed to be like that for me, I think, because I don't feel like they need to be in contention with each other because there's not so many of them. So if you're gonna spit and show these dudes how it's supposed to be done, spit and keep spitting, and all of y'all keep spitting because they're gonna be like, wait a minute.
Right, because all they doing is the same type of mumble rapping, and it's like the women are like, we don't want to hear that. No, we want to hear. We want you to spit. We want some lyrics. Yeah. We want bars. She's spitting.
She ain't playing no games. Son, she gonna tear somebody's head off.
Bart, yeah. I fucks with her. Lee spitting, Kylie 47. So Mr. Wilson.
Yes, ma'am.
How you doing?
I'm all right, yo.
Yo, where you originally from, son?
From I was born in Haiti.
Hey,
that's the New York in you. I see that already.
Yes, I eat the food. Sasquatch, Creole.
That's what's up.
So you're originally from Haiti.
Yeah, I'm from Haiti. I came to Boston, Massachusetts when I was 5 years old.
Okay.
So I've been in Boston ever since.
Okay. So how? So are you touring right now? That's why you're out here in LA?
No, right now I'm just doing like a radio promo tour for the video for Expectations.
Okay.
For the most part, just events and just radio shows and stuff of that nature, which is pretty dope. I like it out here though.
You like it in LA?
Yeah, it's cool. It's a cool vibe.
You got ran up on yet by some of these biddies out here?
The biddies are real out here.
You got ran up. You've been in a club standing on tables, and the biddies been coming to you, son.
Listen, man, I got a nice little stiff arm.
You got a little curve.
Little Michael Phelps out here, like, I'm good. Real quick, I'm good.
How long you been singing?
I've been singing since I was a kid because my mom used to be a singer.
Okay.
She used to be a singer in Haiti. She was really good. And then she had me, and you know, I shut everything down. I shut everything down. So after that, I was singing for a little bit since I was like up until, I say, 13.
Okay.
Then I stopped singing for like a good, Lord knows, like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
10, 12 years. And then I picked it up again, and then I took it real serious probably like a year and a half ago.
What made you rekindle?
Honestly, I'm going to be honest with you, the terrible music. Like, you just, because you don't hear like the passion. And so I hate to say it, but it's more from like,
keep it 100.
It's more from like the black artists.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The artists that's known for like, yo, they make good music. They started going EDM on me.
Mm-hmm.
They started going real poppy bubblegum on me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh man, what's going on here? You know, so like once I heard that, I was like, nah, you gotta reach from the soul. You gotta be honest. And I think that a lot of men make music, but they're not honest with it. Like, they're not honest about the hurt and the pain.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So I was like, you know, let me keep it a buck.
So right now do you feel like in this era right now that we need music to express hurt and pain because it's so much and it's so many, especially knowing that women are the ones who can totally relate to that type of music, and there are a lot of women who are hurting, who's single, who's lonely and confused. Do you feel like it's your job to feed our souls?
Yeah. Because if these niggas ain't doing it like they supposed to, who else gonna do it?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I think, but it's also, I think it's part of our bravado as men, especially black men,
mm-hmm.
that we always gotta be like cool, you know what I'm saying? Like we gotta be cool, we gotta be chill, we gotta, you know what I'm saying? We gotta look like $1 million, feel like $1 million, smell like $1 million, but we hurt also.
Mm-hmm.
And we gotta be honest with that. We also gotta speak their language, speak the language of the women that are hurting because we hurt them. Mm-hmm. We put them in that position. So,
you
know, so I think.
I love that.
Truth! Let me sip something. He just went.
He did the bravado. Thank you. Well, because you men have bravado, and a lot of it.
Yeah,
I'm finding out.
We do. Anyway, we do. Yeah, so I feel like it's only honest to talk to that, to be real about that, and to put it out there and just be like, yo, this, we are too, just a little bit. And I'm sorry for the shit I put you through.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? So that's what we got to do.
Thank you. Yeah,
be honest about it.
Then be honest. Come on, Kevin Hart.
Come on, man.
Like, come on, Kevin Hart. Lay it all out there, man. Son. Let the world. Oh, shit. My shirt got a hole in it.
Sorry, you still look good.
I didn't know that. I didn't even know that.
You good.
All right. But let's check out Charles Wilson's video, Expectations. Let's see what we got going on here.
It's Liddy.
Well, this is looking good already. Hey, one second. Can you turn that up?
I know. Who is this? This is Wilson Charles Expectations. It's so good.
I said Charles Wilson. Wilson Charles. Hey, so you got two first names, motherfucker.
Just let you guys know. About to start shooting soon, so whenever you guys are ready, if you guys can hurry this up, we're ready to get to the set and we're good to go, all right?
Yeah.
All right, great. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Hey, can you make the music louder?
Yeah, turn it up. Hey.
Go. You know what? Can you Google who this is? I love this song.
Yeah, it seems like everybody loves this song, but no one knows what he looks like. Mm. I got you.
Yeah, please.
Is this the photographer?
Girl, that is him.
That's exactly how we going down, too, girl.
Crazy.
Man, listen. Preach! I didn't expect you. I don't expect you to love me the way I love you, man. Is that what you're saying?
I can't expect you to love me like I love you.
Hey! All right, that's Wilson's Charles Expectations. So, I have some things. Number one, thank you for putting brown girls in your video.
Yes. Okay. That was key for me.
Thank you. Because, you know, people have this thing right now where they're trying to belittle black women and make us feel like the bottom of the totem pole, but we are not that. We are actually the strongest.
Nothing but queens. Yes, ma'am.
What was the concept behind this video?
The concept was I wanted to give it like a, it's weird, but I wanted to give it like a Gap, Old Navy type
kind
of feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I wanted to do it like in the perspective of just me shooting the girls, but them, like, they thought it was just a regular photo shoot. They didn't know there was going to be in the video, and they didn't know I was the, you know, I was the artist, so they thought, like, it was like, oh, this is just a photographer, but not in actuality, you in the real music video.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the whole idea behind the shoot. And I wanted, like girls of all colors, but natural. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, my sisters with freckles, you know what I'm saying? Like,
not nice too much weave in the hair, know, no boob implants and butt implants.
None of that. I just wanted that real organic feel to it, so I made sure. I was looking at the girls. I was like, nope, plastic, nope. Mm-hmm. Nah, I need, oh, that's nice. That's that good.
Normal.
Oil. Yeah, I was like, that's that good cooking right there. That's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's quarter water and chips right there.
You know what I mean?
So I was like,
a hero sandwich from the corner.
Yeah, that's what that was right there. I was like, I like that. So that was really the whole concept behind it, just that old school type of feel to it, just a little bit.
Like, with the, now, with the lyrics saying, I don't expect you to love me the way that I love you, why, what are you saying? What exactly do you mean by that?
What I'm saying by that is just, you know.
I don't expect you to love me.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest.
Keep it 100,
I'm
son.
Keep it a buck. I ain't shit. Well, I wasn't shit. You know what I mean? I wasn't shit. So it's just more of a conversation with women that I wasn't the best to. Just having conversations with them and just my actions. And just telling them, like, yeah. And they're like, yeah, I mean, I didn't expect much from you because I knew what you was doing. You know what I mean? So and they're like, well, I did wrong because I gave you my heart, but I shouldn't have expected that in return from you because of your actions, because you ain't shit. So, you know, I was just like, okay. So, are we still cool though? No, nigga, we're not cool.
Right.
What's wrong with you? Like, I'm just saying, I'm just asking questions. I just want to know. And that was really what it was. It's like just you having conversations with women that you do wrong and just actually take the time to talk to them. They tell you to fix yourself for the next person. You know, if you're lucky enough to actually go back to that same person that you did wrong, you have that chance. They actually want to see what they told you to go into effect. And that was the whole concept behind the song, just like listening and just following my path and just like, oh shit, this is what I did, this is what I did, this is what I did, these words, and like how she would tell me, okay, well, you know, you were shallow. Was I really though? Yes, nigga, you was.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You was. I was like, all right, cool. Okay, let me not be so shallow. Let me fix myself. Let me, you know, not talk to like 5 girls at a time when I got to be focused on one. Let me do this. Let me do that. And that was just the whole perspective behind it.
Now, let me, not to cut you off, but let me give you a quick jewel. Because people always say, like, black girls, they nag and they be having attitudes and they throw fits. What they don't understand, this is the key. We'll give you 100% of ourselves, mm-hmm. and you will continue to give us 25%.
Yep.
25%, 25%, 25%. Yep. We're screaming like, can't you see that I fucking love you and yeah. I'm giving you all of me, but you're not understanding, that's you're not exactly seeing my light. Yeah. So with that comes attitude.
Mm-hmm.
With that comes wanting to fight and throw fits and stomping and nagging because you don't see my light, but I see yours and I see the potential in you. But you don't have the respect to love me and take the time out to get to know me and love me 100%. So that's why we throw fits. If you love me back, you will never have to worry about this woman ever being disloyal to you.
And you wouldn't have to.
You would not ever. Yeah. A woman will not cheat unless a man cheat first.
Yeah,
because it's in us to be nurturers and lovers of one person.
Yeah.
Men want to throw their dicks all over the place and flick and flack and they'd be like, nah, I was just fucking, I was going to get back to you. We don't want that.
Nah, it's embarrassing.
It's very embarrassing, it's embarrassing and it's hurtful.
It is.
So, yo, niggas, keep your dick in your pants or stay single. Live your life. Stay single. But when you find that girl who's bomb, see her light, son, and lock her down because the next person who get her who's going to appreciate it, you're going to regret it.
That's actual factuals right there.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm happy that you're willing to work on yourself, though.
Yeah. I had no choice but to.
Are you back with her?
Yeah, we working on it. You know what I mean? We working on it because I wasn't best, you know, so she was like, I was like, hey.
She don't trust you 100% yet.
No. And
she has every right not to.
Oh, yeah.
She will eventually.
Oh, yeah.
You have to definitely be proactive and, like, show her. She doesn't want to have to tell you nothing. Plan the dates. What is wrong with men planning the dates? Am I venting too much?
No,
I'm just keeping it 100.
No,
like, plan the dates. Just be like, you know what? I want to make her feel good today.
Yeah.
Let me plan a dinner. Let me make reservations. Good. The smallest things of a fucking reservation.
That's what she's supposed to. What I did for her birthday, right? Her birthday
come up closer
recently,
to the mic.
For her birthday was recently. What I did was she was turning 28.
Mm-hmm.
So I got the little number balloons or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And on each of the numbers, I wrote the 28 reasons why I love her.
Oh, you know what I mean? See?
So, like things like that you gotta learn to do. You know what I'm saying?
Handwritten or printed out, whatever.
You put it on there.
She gave you the best fuck of your life, didn't she? She tore your ass up that night, didn't she? Be honest.
Felt like I got raped.
Exactly. She fucked your brains out that night. All right, on another note, because we're gonna come back to you guys. Let's check out Stormy's Cigarettes and Kush featuring Kehlani. I fucks with that. That was so cool.
And baby, that's my fault. But I'm I'ma fix all my mistakes, so don't stress no more. You got those cigarettes and cushion, don't ever let me down. You got those cigarettes and cushion, don't ever let me down. You got those cigarettes and cushion, don't ever let me down. You got those cigarettes and cushion, don't ever let me down. Cigarettes and push, don't ever let me down. You got those cigarettes and push, don't ever let me down. You got those cigarettes and push.
You don't ever let me down. Got those cigarettes and kush. You don't ever let me down. All those other girls just look. They ain't never taking your crown. And girl, I know it gets on your nerves sometimes when I don't answer my phone. And yeah, I double back on my words at times. But please don't start with that tone. Cause girl, I love you, you know, but I can't be there. But when I get home, just roll my weed. Yeah, what's mine is yours. Give you space to breathe here. Just weed and kush, that's a major key here. Yeah, then you play me a song. Smoking smoke to a wavy and gone. Come home from a long hard day with the dons. Like, where's my great baby?
I'm sorry that I'm late, and I missed your call. But you know, not turning today, I didn't stop to pause. I know I never see your face, and baby, that's my fault. But I'ma fix all my mistakes, so don't stress no more.
Okay, that's Stormzy, Cigarettes and Kush featuring Kehlani. I think that's kind of a cool vibe. You know what you think? Very chill. I can definitely smoke a blunt to that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, all right, Mai. Okay. No, innocent. No, no, no. Put nothing to your mouth. Okay. Not. Okay, anyway. So, I want to hear you sing something.
What you want to hear me sing?
Don't say it like that now, goddamn it. You got a girlfriend. You can't be talking like that in that tone.
That's how I naturally speak.
What you want to hear me sing?
That's how I naturally speak.
That's how you naturally
speak?
Yeah,
I can't even, like, people be like, yo, you mumble. I'm like, nah, man, I just don't got no bass in my voice. I can't help it.
What's your zodiac? What are you?
I'm Gemini.
Me
You're
too.
Gemini? Yeah. You people, Gemini's in here.
May 28th.
May 25th.
That's crazy.
Look at that. Whoa, wait a minute.
What about you?
We fucking rock.
Hey, that's...
Yeah, he busy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm over here.
He's moving his lips.
Fat-ass lips over here. I'm a Capricorn.
Capricorn.
Yeah.
What are you?
Earth sign. I'm a Pisces. I'm a little fishy.
Y'all weird.
I don't even
know. Well, in a good way. Listen, I am not mean, okay? Yeah. I can be mean, you know, if you cross me the wrong way, you mean. But no.
Y'all the most sensitive, mean people ever.
We're sensitive and we're loving and we just want to swim in water and date other water signs.
And be mean.
And
be mean.
And date other water signs.
And be mean.
Y'all caught that, right?
Yeah.
Date other water signs. Nobody else. Right.
I could do with earth signs.
No, I don't know. Nothing about astrology. Like, I don't...
Well, you know what? You're two different people. Geminis are like...
What is your girlfriend?
What is your girlfriend?
Virgo?
She's born in July, July 28th.
So. She's a Leo.
Leo. She's
that
a
means
Leo.
The best relationships. Yeah. Leos and Geminis. Get it together. I want you to sing something, but when we come back from this video, okay? Tenere, Love Me or Leave Me. Let's take a look at that.
Real cold. Stop these whispers. We both know what we came here to do. Don't be thinking too much, babe. Tell me that you feel the same. Now it's just the two of us. Ooh. If you want it, make it yours. This could be a work of art. Boy, you gotta play your part. You wanna do, it's all up to you. So just love me and leave me now. Love me, leave me, love me, leave me, love me, leave me now. Love me, leave me, love me, leave me now. Love me, leave me, love me, leave me now. Love me, leave me, love me.
Okay, that's T-Nair, Love Me or Leave Me.
I think that's my favorite one that I've seen today. Nice. Because, like, I don't know, I feel Tinashe and Samantha Mumba and, like, the Cheetah Girls, and it all kind of, like... I feel like a girl group that, you know, you want to dress to and go, yeah.
Yeah, like, it was very summery feel.
Yeah, I really liked that one.
That shot, cool. though, right there, I need to do her hair.
You're a hairdresser. You need to call me. Give me your number.
Yeah. I need to straighten that leave out. That leave out, right? That leave out on the top needs to be just a little bumped a little more.
Oh, God.
But I love the curls. But I think this is a cool song. I can see myself driving to this.
Exactly.
Down to PCH. Exactly. You know what I mean? Shades on or whatever. She's cute.
Yes, exactly.
All right, so Tinia, Love Me or Leave Me. Tinier. So listen, Wilson Charles, Charles Wilson. You got two fucking first names.
What is your name, by the way? Like, what do you people call you?
It's weird. My friend's nickname, they call me Butter.
What up?
Butter.
Because he's smooth
like,
as shit.
Like, which one did
that's
your mom
why he stay
you
in trouble. Like butter. You need to change that shit. You marry butter. Over there in the corner?
No,
that's right. That's who you need to be fucking hanging out with. He's already married and locked the fuck down. I hope you're not a whore.
Nah, that's my brother, man. That's my bloodline right
there. So you need to be rolling with him, butter.
I always do. He tell me to go the right path. I say,
I
yes,
fucks
sir.
With you.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Shout out to G, man.
So your peoples call you butter.
Yes, ma'am.
Smooth fucking ass. Go ahead. Go ahead. Get yourself in trouble. Go ahead.
Nah. I'm a good God-fearing man.
That's yeah. Come on. So they call you Butter and what?
Butter. And just Butter, really.
So,
T-T-A,
but are you, is your name Wilson Charles?
Yes, my real name, Wilson Charles. Two first, two last, whichever way you
two
look
first
at it.
Name? Right.
Yeah.
Two first, two last, huh?
Yeah, it's weird.
Now, can you give me something?
I'll sing my song.
Yeah, sing your song.
Yeah, because they ain't going to pay me to sing them other songs, so I'm going to sing my song. That niggas getting enough money anyway. So I'll sing my first verse.
Okay.
How'd it go again?
Come on, motherfucker. Do we need to play the video?
Nah, you good. All right. You say it's too much. You say it's too strong. You talk about our love like it's a sad song. But I know about that other fellow. My heart says goodbye, but my mind says hello. I can't expect you. No, I can't expect you. I can't expect you to love me like I love you.
Okay. who produced that song?
It's a dude named Deathstar. Deathstar, he's off YouTube. He's a German dude.
Okay.
Dude, and I heard the beat. I was like, yo, hey. He was like, yeah, man. He had a little accent, but mm-hmm. he was cool. He was like, yeah, people just love the beat. I was like, but are they good on the beat?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I was like, all right. So I'm going to holler at you, and I'm going to need this beat. And then we was going back and forth, and he was like, go ahead, brother, do what you do. When I let him hear the song, he was like, whoa.
Yeah, he loved it.
Yeah, he didn't think. He was like, I thought you was going to, like, you know.
Rap.
Yeah. So he said, that's exactly what he said. I was like, no, I'm going to sing on it. He was like, yeah, because, you know, it's like old school. I was like, it's all right, man. I was like, I love Amy Winehouse and Adele.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to sing too. He's like, okay. I was like, all right. He didn't believe me. Then I let him hear. He was like, oh, shit. I was like, yeah, you good.
So
yeah,
when should we expect, like, an EP from you? And I didn't ask you either. But when should we expect the EP from you?
Probably Christmas. By Christmas, I got this song. I got another song coming out called Avenue. It has like a real. You ever heard Duffy? Remember Duffy?
I know her by name, but
yeah, she had like a song called Mercy. Mm. Mercy, Mercy.
Duffy. Yeah, yes,
yeah,
yes.
No. Yeah, yeah. She has a song called Milk and Honey.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it got that vibe to it. Like it's more like it's basically it's a real. Crazy, I mean, you know, because I ain't shit. Well, I wasn't shit. So it's off of that perspective of just love. It's basically just being with somebody and just loving the person, but also having that, like, you're still guarded because of the past transgressions.
Mm.
Mm. You know what I mean? And you still feel like a fool because of what this person did to you. But you're giving this person a chance, but you're also walking around. That's why it's called Avenue. You're walking around in public with this person. You're sharing everything with this person, but you still feel the pain and the anguish from what this person did to you.
Made you like what like your girl is going through right now.
No, that's the past, though.
Yeah, you know I mean?
Yeah, that's the past. I'm a good man.
You ain't a no good man.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a
fuck that.
Try to be a real God-fearing man. Yeah, all right. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it has that vibe to it. So it's like it's more mellow. It's more like get your Kleenex and shit.
Aww. You know what I mean? So is that what we're going to expect from your EP?
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be like that. It's going to be like that because I'm not really just you. Yeah, you know what I mean? I like those instruments and the songs. I like that old school Motown vibe to it because it's real, it's raw, it's honest, and you need that.
Okay, and when should we expect the EP from you, Maya?
You know what? I think you can expect one. My goal is to have one out by my birthday. And the reason that it's so far is
March.
Yeah. The reason that it is because I'm a perfectionist. I gotta make sure that I love it and that my, you know, I also write all my music and lyrics, so it's gonna all come from me, and whether it comes out in one night or over the course of 5 months, I wouldn't know.
Okay.
So.
All right, so let's check out this last video, FKJ, Vibing Out.
That's a good
cups of cognac is shit.
That is. Wait, so are they a group? That's
what I'm feeling. Well, no, the one in the front don't have it, so she's probably the leader. She's probably just her singing.
I think there's only one singer because they're zooming in and it's her.
Jesse was definitely high. That bitch got white eyes. Contacts in. FKJ Vibing Out with. She is like, she gives me. I can listen to this. Like,
I like this stuff.
I like her sound. Mm-hmm. You obviously know that she definitely came up with the concept for this video.
Right. It looks very.
It's very like melodic, very like
pretty.
Yeah, you very could tell different.
It's very her.
It's her. You could tell like she's just.
Oh my God, and she has sparkles raining.
Yeah. FKJ Vibing Out. I think this is kind of cool. I think it's unique. I think it's cool. I know Jesse was high when he chose this. So it's all good. Did he choose this or did you choose this?
Nah, Jesse chose this.
Okay. So, Wilson.
Yes.
Where can everybody find you, Butter?
At Butter, nah.
Right. Right.
You can find me on Instagram at The Wilson Charles and on Twitter at Wilson_Charles with 2 S's at the end. Somebody took the Wilson Charles on Twitter, so I'm still mad about that. Uh-huh. I don't know who he is, though. We ain't related, so I don't know where that's at, though. But, yeah, that one, I'm going to try to get that back.
Okay. And you're on Twitter? I mean, you're on Insta only? No Twitter? No.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter with Wilson_Charles, 2 S's at the end. But Instagram is
@TheWilsonCharles
is the main
thing. SoundCloud, anything like that?
My website, TheWilsonCharles.com also, okay. So.
And where can everybody find you?
Well, me, I'm on Instagram @MayaPapayaLove. I relate to that stealing because someone stole Maya Papaya, so I had to add the love to it. But it's better anyway. So, yeah, and I'm on Twitter at everything Maya J. So pretty much just that. And you can find my music everywhere, like Pandora, Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, all that jazz. Maya J.
Maya J. Because we know it's two Maya J's.
Where's the other one? Yeah, because they get my music confused with her. And she and they keep uploading my music to their Spotify.
Yeah, Maya J was first. That is Janae Ayaku's sister.
Yeah, Mia J. Yeah.
What?
Maya J.
Mila J.
I thought it was
Mila J. But so how did I get Mila J. and Maya J. mixed up?
Because I would just see the same way I just said it.
But she spells it together like M A Y A J. Just no space.
Right.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Her music is good because I've heard it through my Spotify. Through her Spotify, I guess. We got blended. But that's awesome.
Yeah. She's very beautiful.
Yeah, and where can everybody find? Look, come on, butter. You see? Butter. Put your penis in your pants.
Damn.
Keep it in. Okay, go ahead. Where can everybody find you, Carter?
You already know.
You already know, though.
Me everywhere at Mr. Carter. And do me a favor and stream my single Smooth Love on iTunes, hey. Apple Music. You already know.
Gotcha.
Because he said,
I got you.
Come on,
transition.
Queen, do your thing.
Transition. Transition. Transition.
I knew that was gonna happen. Somebody please help.
We bet. Okay, well, everybody.
Okay.
Okay, let me wrap it because we can't have electrical fire. Yeah. You already know you can find me at Queen Wink on Instagram, Twitter. Oh, Queen Wink on Instagram and Snapchat and Twitter, Queen Live. Thank you so much for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live. Peace. Steve!
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff. We would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.